we are going to continue the discussion on the Super League proposal. It is a big box US style, no relegation franchise sport. And to put it mildly, the suggestion has not gone down very well at all. We are joined by Robbie Irvine, who is chairperson of the official Liverpool Supporters Club in Kildare, and Eddie Gibbons, who is branch secretary of the Kevin Moran Manchester United Dublin Supporters Club. You're both very welcome. I know you're both not happy with the suggestion, so that's taken as read. Robbie, could I suggest to you, though, that there is a pent-up demand to see big clubs with the top players playing each other in a European competition?
Good morning, Audrey. I hear your opinion there. I think the fact of it will probably devalue the Champions League. To win this new Super League, you'd have to play 23 games of lesser quality teams, because you don't have Bayern Munich, PSG, Ajax, Borussia Dortmund, and some of the most traditional Champions League clubs that have been out there, where a lesser quality of team, lesser standard of football, I think would just devalue the Premier League and the domestic trophies within the English football.
Eddie, the demand perhaps may not be in Europe to see such a league, but it's a global TV market, and there is a demand, is there not, in the Far East and in the United States?
Yes, there is, yeah. They seem to want to see all that, but they forget the history that's behind all the competitions in England and that.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a huge history going back, you know, with the Football League and the FA Cup and, you know, all these competitions. You know, the foreign crowd have just come into it in the last, say, 10, 15 years, and there seem to be, you know, going for them. They're not interested in the homegrown supporters.
But, I mean, the Premier League was a breakaway league, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was, yeah. And I think it was good for football.
Right. But you don't think this will be?
No, I don't. I don't think anyone I've spoken to is not happy with it at all.
Robbie, if it goes ahead and if Liverpool take part, I mean, will you keep supporting Liverpool?
Yes, I'll keep supporting Liverpool. You have to remember, owners come and go, but the club will always stay with you. The club is all about the fans. And I think all Liverpool supporters, although there's understandable frustration, anger, shock, stun, it's a very emotive subject, but I think everyone will stick by the manager and the players. It's the ownership of the club to have enforced this. If you listen to Jurgen Klopp and James Milner last night, both of them don't agree with it, and personally don't want it to happen. But we have to get behind the manager and the players. That's what we do as supporters, through the thick and thin of it.
Yeah, and Robbie, do you agree that the supporters are not powerless in this? I mean, people might suggest, well, stop supporting them. And by supporting them, they mean stop paying the TV subscription, stop going to the matches in England or elsewhere. Put your money into League of Ireland instead.
Well, I'm an avid St. Pat's fan, myself and the boys.
Yeah.
Magnificent start to the season. But why can you not do both, would be my argument. I'm a big League of Ireland supporter. I watch all the games. And same for Liverpool. Why can't you do both?
Eddie, what's your view on this? Would you keep supporting Man U?
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, I started supporting United in 1956. So, I mean, it's part of my DNA. I couldn't give her up. But at the same time, I wouldn't watch any of these Super League matches.
You wouldn't watch them? Yeah.
No, I wouldn't watch them.
Yeah. But I heard a comparison last night, Eddie, with baseball in the United States. 100 years ago, every town had a baseball team that played in a minor league that everyone went to watch. But they're all gone now because of TV and radio rights and because of no relegation and no promotion. People lost interest. Those clubs died away. There are 30 major league teams now for the whole of the United States. And this person was making the point that there is a real danger of clubs like that. Small League of Ireland clubs here in Ireland and small clubs right across Europe going the same way if this plan gets the go-ahead. Would that be your fear?
No, I think football is vibrant and it's exciting, and the relegation and promotion thing is part of it, and it keeps us all interested. I mean, when the season is over, I mean, we all watch the relegation and the stuff, and even if your own team is not involved in it.
But I suppose, Robbie, if this new Super League takes place every week, presence guaranteed, year in, year out, no relegation, no promotion, it removes that opportunity to move to a higher level. And perhaps that could be the future for all sport. Would you worry about smaller clubs?
I would. As I said earlier on, to win this competition, you have to play 10 more games on top of your 38 league games. So you have to play 23 games, a minimum of 23 games, where they talk about soccer at the moment is reducing the number of games, where you're adding in 10 more games. And the Super League will have less European super clubs in it, and it's going to be made up with some of the biggest clubs like Bayern Munich, PSG, AX not in it. So I don't see how the standard is going to be any better. They probably will sell more subscriptions on TV, but the standard of football certainly won't be better.
Okay, well, look, great to talk to you both this morning. Thank you very much indeed, Robbie Irvine and Eddie Gibbons, Liverpool and Man U respectively.